This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare. As we know it, for more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Douglas Dietrich, MD, Director of the Institute of Liver Medicine at Mount Sinai Health System and Professor of Medicine for the Division of Liver Disease, Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, to discuss non-invasive liver screening to halt the progression of liver disease. Dr. Dietrich, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Happy to be here.
And Dr. Dietrich, really appreciate your taking out a moment to be with us here today. Looking forward to being informed as well. So if you would share with us the importance of ongoing assessment of liver stiffness and fat as part of a liver health assessment to kick things off today.
Yeah, we think it's, number one, fatty liver is the biggest problem, so to speak, in the U.S., along with the epidemic of obesity, which has gotten worse because of COVID. Everyone's gained the COVID-19 pounds. So liver fat is has been rising, and fatty liver probably affects 60 million Americans. So it's really important for us to be able to measure liver fat and liver stiffness, which is scarring in the liver, which can eventually progress to cirrhosis.
Now, if you would also, what role does FibroScan play in the diagnosis of chronic liver diseases and cirrhosis?
Well, for us, it's the fifth vital sign, frankly. Almost every patient who walks in the door, every new patient for sure, gets a FibroScan so we can understand if he or she has fat in the liver. I mean, we can kind of guess sometimes by looking, but this gives us actually a number. And to show the patient, actually motivate them to lose weight and change their diet. And number two, it gives us the stiffness measurement so we can tell if they have cirrhosis or not. And that number for cirrhosis actually predicts prognosis, too. So it's very, very helpful to evaluate patients with the FibroScan. We think it's an invaluable tool. We've got half a dozen of them floating around our many sites.
Well, certainly do appreciate your input so far. Now, Dr. Dietrich, another question for you. What is the risk of hepatocellular carcinoma, or HCC, in people with long-term liver diseases, and if the liver is scarred by infection with hepatitis B or hepatitis C?
Yeah, it's interesting. Hepatitis B can cause liver cancer even without any scarring or cirrhosis or fibrosis at all. So that's a sort of a scarier one. And it's a huge cause of liver cancer. Liver cancer in the world, actually, or hepatitis B, kills about 1 million people a year, and it's the vast majority of those die from liver cancer. Hepatitis C is a little different. We virtually never see liver cancer in patients with hepatitis C unless they do have cirrhosis. And the numbers of the patients who get better from their hepatitis C, often the cirrhosis improves, but the risk for liver cancer remains. So those patients need to stay with us for life and get screening for liver cancer. It's the sixth most common cancer in the world, third largest cause of cancer-related deaths, and 75% of all liver cancers. But it's also the fastest rising cancer in the U.S. because with fatty liver, fatty liver actually causes much more liver cancer proportionately than either hepatitis B or C. And also the same thing goes, people don't have to have cirrhosis to get liver cancer when they have fatty liver. So for some reason, fatty liver is much more oncogenic, causes more cancer than either hepatitis B or hepatitis C.
Certainly some interesting information and details there. Today we're speaking with Dr. Douglas Dietrich, MD, Director of the Institute for Liver Medicine at Mount Sinai Health System, and also Professor of Medicine for the Division of Liver Disease, Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, on the FibroScan again, tell us more about the use of FibroScan in hospital settings to improve outcomes and reduce cost in the assessment of liver disease?
Yeah, it turns out it's very cost-effective to use FibroScan to assess liver disease. When you compare it to liver biopsy, which is an inpatient procedure, or a day stay, which is very expensive in hospital terms, or very sophisticated radiologic imaging like MRI, which they both of those run in the range of $2,000. FibroScan is less than $200 and can give you almost the same amount of information. So you can avoid biopsy, you can avoid lots of CAT scans and MRIs by getting the information available from the FibroScan, and you can sort of you can figure out if there's fat in there or not, and so you can try treating it before it becomes a crisis.
I also wanted to check on this as well. Where do you see this going in terms of management and improving outcomes?
Well, I think it's honestly it's a huge step forward in treating liver disease, and particularly fatty liver disease. You know, we have a fat score, and we show it to the patient, and the fat score goes from about 200 to 400, where it maxes out, up to 250 is normal. So we have somebody who's really overweight and pre-diabetic and have just let themselves go, and they come in with a score of 350, and we tell them, we put the fear of God in them and tell them they're going to get cirrhosis unless they do something. We put them on a diet, one of the low-carb diets, Sugar Busters, South Beach, DASH, or just the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet has been shown to be very effective, a low-carb Mediterranean diet. And they come back 3 months later, lost 12 pounds, and their number goes down dramatically, and they're, like, thrilled because not only do they get positive reinforcement from the scale, they get positive reinforcement from the FibroScan, which shows that the fat is actually coming out of the liver as well as coming off the scale. So it really keeps the patients motivated to keep their diet and keep losing weight. Because for now, even though we have lots of experimental medications that we're testing for fatty liver, for now, the patient is really in control. It's really, the two most feared words in the English language, diet and exercise, that they don't want to hear. But it's the only way to really treat this disease at the moment.
Dr. Dietrich, really appreciate your time once again and joining us. Appreciate the insight and information shared here today per your expertise as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
Yeah, I think using the FibroScan as the fifth vital sign is really, I think, important in any liver clinic. We have several portable units and the size of a small carry-on suitcase that are easy to move around to places with our clinics around the metropolitan area. So I think it's incredibly useful tool, and it's actually very cost-effective as well. And when, of course, it's reimbursable itself, so people can get paid for it. So I think it's a great thing to use. Diagnose fatty liver early and start the road to cure of fatty liver.
Dr. Dietrich, if listeners wanted to get more information on this FibroScan technology, where's the best place online to get further information?
The company that makes it is called EchoSense. So you can find them on echosense.com. They're also on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
And of course, we'll add those links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Dr. Dietrich, all the best. Thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today.
Sure. It's been a pleasure chatting.
We've been speaking with Dr. Douglas Dietrich, MD, the director of the Institute for Liver Medicine at Mount Sinai Health System and professor of medicine for the Division of Liver Disease, Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. And for all the details on the FibroScan technology, visit echosense.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.